For the week of September 17, 2005, this is the RAIN Report, the weekly program service of RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. I'm Stephanie Holly, KA9WKD. If you missed the first part of Hap Holly, KC9RP's interview with Rich Moseson, W2VU, CQ Magazine Editor and CQVHF Magazine Editorial Director. That program will remain online at rainreport.com for the balance of the week, thanks to CQ Communications. In that interview, Rich talked about FCC Notice of Proposed Rulemaking Docket WT05235, in which Morse code would be dropped from the VEC testing program entirely. In part two of HAP's interview, Rich discusses just why the adoption of this proposal would significantly stifle growth in the U.S. amateur radio service.
Right now, if you can pass the technician written exam and a five-word-a-minute code test, you can get novice HF privileges, which if the FCC approves another petition that's pending before, another NPRM, which is what the ARRL calls its refarming proposal, that will provide access to all the general class CW subbands on 80, 40, 15, and 10 meters, along with 10-meter phone from 28.3 to 28.5, which isn't going to do much for the next 5 or 6 years, but when propagation comes back, it will. If you have a technician license plus the code test, then you have all these privileges, or whatever, you know, the FCC hasn't acted on the refarming proposal yet, but you have HF privileges. Under this proposal, it appears that if you currently hold a technician license, remember, the only difference between these people with HF privileges and without is that they've passed a five-word-a-minute code test. The only written test they've passed is the technician. If you take away that code test, then there is no difference in their qualifications. Yet the FCC is not proposing to allow current technicians those HF CW privileges. Hey, you want to use them? You got to learn code, whether or not there's a test. It's going to leave in limbo the people who have what we commonly call a Tech Plus license because it's no longer in the FCC database. It's just a technician, and they have their certificate of successful completion of a code exam. Well, if the code exam goes away, there's no difference between them. It appears from this, and this is our big concern, that you're going to have to pass that general class written exam in order to get any HF privileges. And that hasn't been the case for more than a half century. And it would be a big, big step backwards to go back to that now.
It sounds like in general today is a lot like what the extra used to be.
Well, before restructuring, when there was also the advanced class license, as I recall, the advanced was the heaviest math license exam, and the extra exam was more focused on applying that math that you needed to know for your advanced. With the elimination of the advanced class license, the question pools have been rewritten. I haven't studied them closely, but I'd guess that some of the material that used to be on the advanced exam has migrated into the general exam. But people are always complaining that these tests are not tough enough. I don't know if they've looked at them lately. They're pretty difficult, particularly for the upper-level licenses.
What an irony of those who say, well, gee, if we get rid of the code, we'll have our HF bands overrun by new people who don't know the code. But actually, what the FCC is proposing would do the opposite, even though it does eliminate the code entirely from the testing process.
That's how I see it. But there's a whole lot of people out there who are in those novice bands who are using code, who have passed a code test, but still have only passed the technician license.
Will they possibly be grandfathered?
The NPRM doesn't say anything about that. It doesn't say what will happen to them, and it's pretty clear that it is not the intent of the NPRM to give HF privileges to current technicians who have not passed a code test.
So those who are technicians today but have not passed the code need to take the general exam?
Yes. If approved, if you are a current technician, you would have to pass the general class written exam in order to get HF privileges. You would get a general class license.
But you're having to deal with a much tougher exam.
Right. And if you're good at math, good at engineering skills, then it'll be easier for you, and it'll be perhaps easier than passing a code test. But if it's easier for you to learn code at 5 words a minute than to answer some of these technical questions, then you're cut off. There's always been two different ways of getting on HF. and this proposal will take away one of them.
The comments are due to the Commission by October 14th. How do you file those comments?
There are two ways. One is the old-fashioned paper way, and you have to send an original in 4 copies or an original in 13 copies or something like that if you want all the commissioners to see them. What has been increasingly popular, particularly with the mail problems that have been encountered at government agencies over the last 4 or 5 years, is to file electronically. For that, you go to the FCC's website at fcc.gov, and you click on the link to the electronic comment filing system, or ECFS, and just follow the prompts. You have to put in the docket number, and then you have a choice of either attaching a file with your comments, or if you're just writing short comments, to type them or paste them into a box, which is then submitted. And then you don't have to worry about making copies and mailing it and having it sit in the mailroom while it's being x-rayed and stuff like that.
There are not a lot of options with this proposal.
No, there don't seem to be. If they really want to stimulate growth in the amateur service, which claims to be what they want to do, that they couple any change in the code exams with something at the entry level to HF, either creating a new entry-level license, as the League and the volunteer examiners have suggested, or, and this is a lot simpler than creating a new license, giving current technicians the same HF privileges that technicians who have currently passed their code test have, which is basically the novice subbands. If you get people on there who are not good at code yet, okay, how else do you learn? How else do you get your skills up? You get on and you talk to people and you slowly build up your skills and you slowly build up your speed. There's a limit to what you can learn from a tape or a computer. If you want to learn the code, the best way to really learn it, beyond maybe getting your 5-word-a-minute test, is to get on and operate. If you're dealing in CW subbands, then if you want to use those HF privileges, you learn the code. It's as simple as that. And my guess is there will be a lot of people who do once it's a challenge and no longer a requirement. That would be the same with people getting their general licenses too. But I really think that we need to have two different paths, as we have for the past half century, of getting onto HF.
So what's next?
People file their comments. There's a reply comment window, I think 15 days after the close of the main comment period, where people can comment on comments. Then we sit and wait several months while all of the comments are read and digested, and the FCC comes up with a final report and order. Probably looking about a year from now, 8 to 12 months.
Assuming the Commission goes the direction that this proposal is going, what can be done legally?
Well, the procedure, if you don't like something about an FCC decision, is that you can file a petition for reconsideration stating your grounds for why you think they ought to reconsider their decision. And in an extreme case, after that, if they either deny the petition or they reconsider it and decide not to make any changes, you can take them to federal court.
It's never a real good idea to take the government to court.
No, because you generally don't win.
I've been speaking today with Rich Moses on W2VU, the editor of CQ Magazine and editorial director of CQVHF. We've been talking about FCC Notice of Proposed Rulemaking NPRM Docket WT05235. That's WT05235. If you want to file your comments, you need to get them in by October 14th. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago.
Editorial note. There are some who feel the FCC wants to eventually regulate amateur radio out of existence. One gets that feeling when reading the text of this FCC docket. A link to that docket can be found on the site's mentioned page at rainreport.com. You can read Rich Moseson's editorial on this proposal in the October issue of CQ Magazine, which should be on your newsstands now. The Rain Report is copyright 2005. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for my hubby, Hap Holly, KC9RP, Rain's founder and producer, I'm Stephanie Holly, KA9WKD, wishing you all the best from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.